I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Whitney Monger is bringing her alternative soul music down from Seattle to the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove tonight, beginning at 8:30 p.m. After building an audience up north through busking and regular gigs at Pike Place Market, among other things, she's following up her releases Heartbeat and Steadfast and has new music on the way as well. She joins us live in the KLCC studios at the moment. Welcome, Whitney.
Hello.
Well, what's the first song you feel inspired to play today?
You know, I wasn't going to do all new music, so I'm going to do something actually off of Heartbeat.
Okay.
This is Get Gone. I got plenty of that loving stone. Well, I've been up and down and always waiting around for someone, and that someone is you. Well, I've been sad, and Lord, I got the blues, and I have never met someone so messed up as you. You better get gone, get gone with it, yeah, yeah, yeah. So do 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 do.
Whitney Monger live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove, beginning at 8:30. Get Gone from her Heartbeat CD. That's a couple of years back now. You have a full band CD coming out fairly soon, I guess, correct?
I do.
And how's that change your music when you're going from the solo guitar to having a band behind you these days?
Well, it's quite different, but it's a little bit more energy.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
You spent a lot of time busking in Seattle and playing at Pike Place Market as well. I would imagine that that changes the music as well, because you're having a different interaction with the crowd, correct? What do you do differently when you're busking than when you're playing on stage?
Well, it's a little bit different in the sense of the engagement is more attentive from people that come to shows. Uh-huh. And busking, you're trying to get people's attention. So you're not talking as much in between songs, and people don't really get to know you on the street as much. So it's a little bit different.
I noticed there was a video of you playing on the street, and there was a sign in your guitar case that I liked that said, artists sharing love with strangers. Is that pretty much your philosophy when it comes to music and what you're doing with it?
You know, I miss that sign. I don't put it in my case anymore. But, you know, at first, yeah, that is exactly what it's about for me. You know, I'm just here doing what I was born to do and sharing it with everyone I can.
You've been in Washington your whole life, I believe. So,
yes.
What's Washington been like as a musical climate? I mean, growing up and playing music in Washington.
Well, you know, it's from Spokane, Washington, which is where I'm originally from. There is really not much of a music scene there. And so I moved to Seattle. And this music scene it's huge, but it's really hard to break in there. So you have to work a lot and really put yourself out there in order to make a name for yourself.
And you have to play well, which you certainly do. So
thank you.
Whitney Monge live in the KLCC studios, live at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove tonight at 8:30. What's the next song you're going to play for us?
I'm going to play this song that's called Gracefully. I'm going to do Chemical Reaction. It's yet to be recorded. And yeah. Ready? All right. My soul could paint a picture, will it be of you? Because that's how much I'll see you in my mind. There must be a chemical reaction now. There must be a chemical reaction now. Oh. Oh. If my mouth could say one word, just can't refrain from loving you. But that's all I wanna do. But you won't let me. Now you're sitting me out in the rain. There must be a chemical reaction now. Must be a chemical reaction now, now, now. You know I want you. You. I am so in love with you. Lord, I'm a fool. You know I'm a fool.
Whitney Monger live in the KLCC studios with a brand new song live at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove tonight at 8:30 p.m. as well. Well, recording always changes how you listen to your music, Whitney. What is it? What's it taught you? You're a couple of records into the career now. How do you think your music has changed after making a couple of records and having to listen so intently?
Well, you know, I recorded the first album myself, and so that was a lot of work, and I decided from then on out I will never record at home again. I will only go to studios and have someone helping me. So from there I've just progressed in working with other amazing talented producers and engineers, and if anything it's got me to really hear myself, not critique myself and, you know, beat myself down, you know. A lot of people do that.
Recording studios, I think T-Bone Burnett once said, you know, recording studios stink of despair. And you have to stay away from that philosophy and that feeling, don't you? Because they can beat you down if you don't bring the right approach to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, in fact, I just recorded the next song I'm going to perform. And the next night I slept because I heard it, you know, probably 100 times in about 12 hours. And I woke up 3 times with it in my head. Over and over and over again.
Well, rather than let it rest in your head right now, why don't you play it for us? What's it going to be?
This is Gracefully.
I'm still searching for a life that brings me peace. I'm working, I'm still working on being a better me. So when I find it, yes, I'll find it. I know just what I'll see. Well, my dreams will come true, and all that I do gracefully. Beginning, I'm beginning to listen to my soul. So if I follow where it leads me, well, I know I will be whole. There's a reason for every season, though some I'll never know. If I believe I am fine, then my life is all right, gracefully. Sometimes I do things I don't believe in. Sometimes I think I'm driving down the wrong. I'll be learning until I'm old. But I'll be learning until I'm old. Singing, always singing a song that's close to my heart. So you can hear me loud and clearly. No, we are not worlds apart. And I know it, yes, I know it. A revolution's gonna start. If I believe we can change, and the world will rearrange gracefully. Sometimes I I'll be learning until I'm old. But I'll be learning until I'm old. I'm still searching for a life that brings me some peace. I'm working, I'm still working on being a better me. So when I find it, yes, I'll find it. I know just what I'll see. Well, my dreams will come true.
Whitney Monger with Gracefully live in the KLCC studios live tonight at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove beginning at 8:30, following up her recorded releases Heartbeat and Steadfast and the forthcoming one on which a full band version of that song will appear, correct?
Oh, yes.
So when do you think that CD is going to be out? Do you have any idea?
You know, that single will probably be ready in March along with the music video.
And you're currently heading south. Where's next after Cottage Grove tonight? Where along the road are you going from here?
Well, I'm going to go see some nature, but my next show is in San Francisco at El Rio.
And Redwoods first, though. That sounds like a good plan.
Oh, yeah. Got to see some big trees.
Yeah, if you haven't been to the Redwoods, it's an experience that you might find yourself writing songs about.
That's the whole point of where I'm going.
This is a songwriting trip, in other words, huh?
This is a soul-searching spot for me, yeah. This is a definite trip that's going to change some things for me.
Do you have any idea what it'll change, or just know the change is coming?
Change is coming. I don't know what the change is. I'm just letting this be organic. You know,
do you have any sense of where you want your music to take you overall? I mean, is this a career, an avocation? What does it look like for you? Do you know where you want to go?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, baby. All the way.
Well, you've got a pretty good start coming out of Seattle. You've made a lot of waves up there, and that voice and guitar seems to have been grabbing some attention. So may it be a good road for you, certainly wherever it takes you.
Thank you.
Whitney Monger, live in the KLCC studios again and live tonight. Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove beginning at 8:30 p.m. Her releases can be found at her website at whitneymonger.com, also available on Amazon and other places, and there's videos on YouTube as well, and find her on Facebook and other places also. Axe and Fiddle, downtown in Cottage Grove, 675 East Main Street. Find information about the gig at axeandfiddle.com as well. Well, thank you so much, Whitney, for taking the time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Fresh Air is next with Terry Gross here on KLCC. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.